from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It is hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Full show today. We're going all the way until 7 o'clock and have some very interesting Jerry Jones quotes. Clarence Hill, formerly of the Star-Telegram, now with, I think we're going to call this alldallas.com. Is that probably what we're looking at? It's ALLDLLS.com. And I believe this is Clarence Hill's first article on his new media outlet. So congrats on the new gig.
It's a hell of a splash for the first article.
Yeah.
Yep. It's going all the way around the damn world.
It is, dude. And the headline, why Jerry Jones will remain Dallas Cowboys owner / GM, quote, there's nobody that can bleep and come in here and be a GM any better than I can. What do you think? The Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line is open for you at 877-881-1053. Leave your name and city you're texting from. What do you think when you hear that quote from Jerry Jones?
You know, with guys like a Will McClay and Alex Loomis and guys like that, yeah, sure. Me being the, you know, me and pro personnel and others, and we didn't help him when he was first, like in the early 2000s, to be a very good general manager. He's done a much better job, I think, of listening and trusting his guys. And I think that's the biggest thing that you can learn, or that you can talk about Jerry Jones. All the mistakes that we made in the early 2000s, and maybe some of that even with after Parcells and then Wade Phillips and others, you know, you got a guy in there in a Will McClay that knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's going to set the board up the right way. He's going to find ways to manipulate the roster and make it where it needs to be. There's no doubt their players are good. There's a lot of general managers around the league that would love to have this roster. You know, but as far as the general manager stuff and all that, I think he's gotten better at it. When we were with him, he sucked. Okay. He honestly sucked as a general manager. But now I think that he's learned there's things that he can do to make this thing better and different. And I think that's what's helped him. It's a shame that that he didn't have that earlier in his tenure as an owner.
He has gotten better, but I don't think you could say I'm the best, you know, when you're not winning at all.
Well, that's, but no, they're winning. They're winning games. They're not winning championships.
And that's why I think maybe he actually believes this, you know. I wonder, is he just being stubborn like Rob Ryan? Oh, hell, I'm the best DC in the NFL. Yeah. I'll have a job here before I put the phone down. I don't know if Jerry's just, you know, kind of doing his thing and being prideful and you know, or he looks at making the playoffs and the draft success that they've had, and he genuinely thinks what you do as a front office is you put your team in the playoffs and then you hope to get lucky.
Yeah, where he's had some problems, though, is if you look at, though, with the playoff success or lack of.
Yes.
That's, you know, that's okay. That's your coach. That's maybe some of the players, you know.
That's how good your roster is.
Yeah. Well, you look at, I mean, good enough every year to win the division and win 12 games.
Because it's a crappy division.
Well, it's football, it's the NFL. You know, there's a lot of teams that would love to win 36 games the last 3 years. There's a lot of teams that would love to be in that situation. They're not.
Right.
But what you have is you've gotten, when you get into playoffs, your best players play like crap, all of them. That's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, that's now your evaluation as a general manager is like, okay, do you move on from this guy? He might be moving on from his quarterback.
Both games against the 49ers, your defense played well.
Played great.
Yeah.
Played great. You find a way, your quarterback, your receiver, your running game, your offensive line, Your offensive play caller let you down in that game. You know, they got manhandled. Their coach, their defensive coordinator in that game was hunting up another job.
But you know how good your offense and defense has to be, Brian. It was true about your Green Bay Packers teams. Yeah. It was true about the Cowboys of the 90s.
We got smoked. We were a good football team in the 90s.
Yeah.
We were a good football team. Cowboys showed us that what it took to win these championships, though.
Because it requires a higher level. And if you're not building a team capable of winning in January, you're not really doing a good job as a front office. You can't hide behind, we win regular season games
and
draft well.
You know what? If that's how teams would look at, they give awards. They don't give awards to these guys for executive of the year for winning the Super Bowl. You're right, but they don't. But that's, I'm not saying that's how you should evaluate, but if you look at his roster, it's a damn good roster. It really is. I mean, he's going to have potentially, if they were to sign Dak and they signed Parsons, they've got three of the top players paying at their position, right?
Yeah.
All players that were drafted.
Yeah, but you can't get out of the first round. How good are you really?
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You can't stop the run and you can't run.
What did they do?
How good is this roster?
What did they do to try and stop the run this year? They're not playing dime linebackers the whole damn day. Yeah. That was a problem. They got legitimate linebackers. They went out. They didn't say, you know what, that general manager.
You said it was a great roster. They didn't have any linebackers.
That general manager right there you're looking at the general manager. He's probably looking at his team going, we're not very good at defensive tackle. They could have sat there and said, Mozzie Smith, Carl Davis, we're good. No, they go out and get legitimate players that they feel like can help. That's trying. They've added more players to their roster at training camp than any other team.
Well, that's because they added nobody up until then.
Yeah.
Here's Eric Kendricks in the draft class.
Sure. And that's, you know, they're looking at it as, okay, maybe we can afford this guy.
So do you really think Jerry Jones is doing a great job?
Do you think he's justified
saying nobody could do a better bleeping job than me?
I think he's justified as saying that his roster is good. To say you're the best, yeah, that's maybe a little long. But if you look at his roster overall, I'm just telling you, there's guys around the league that are like, damn, I'd like to have Micah Parsons. I passed on him. How about all those teams that passed on CeeDee Lamb? How about all the teams that didn't draft Dak Prescott? And we'll see what happens with Dak Prescott. You know, we'll see if he gets his $60 million here. He might not. That general manager might say, I'm paying you $60 million. And Eric, am I wrong? That would make you super happy right now if they didn't give him $60 million.
I think that would be the smart play.
Okay, is that a good general manager move then?
It would be in my mind, yeah, but it doesn't make up for all the other poor decisions that you've made to this entire point. It's almost more of an indictment. You have a good roster and you continually S the bed when it matters,
that's what I'm saying.
What are you doing wrong? As the owner and general manager, your fingerprints are all over this thing.
And your coaching staff. He wears that. You can't hire a coach, man. He wears that. I mean, that's the thing about it. As a general manager, you have to wear that. But, you know, when you win 12 games and when you win divisions and stuff, yeah, it's not the Super Bowl or playoffs. Yeah, those players I talk about have let them down in big, big games. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So to me, that's kind of one of those things like, okay, maybe I've got to do better.
You're putting it on the players not winning these playoff games?
I'm saying the coach has not been very good.
Really critical. That's a Jerry problem. He can't hire a coach.
That's what I'm saying. Now, maybe he's going to get an opportunity. He's going to let this guy run out. But I guarantee you that coach is going to get another job somewhere because he's won games.
Yeah.
With a crappy franchise.
But if you want to compare yourself to the Raiders and the Jets and just teams that just sucked out of heaven, then that's fine if that's what you want to do. If you want to compare yourself to the worst, then sure, you can look like the best all day. That's great. You don't look like the top tier. You don't look like the tier that's consistently in a conference championship game.
That's what
the best do.
Well, okay, but every year, the fact that they're not a 4-12 team every year.
Yes, you get credit for that. You're above average.
You're
above average.
You know, but you're winning 12 games. You're winning divisions. Yeah, they get in the playoffs and they poop in the bed. You're absolutely right about that.
And it sucks.
And for various times it's happened, but you can blame the general manager, fine. But blame the quarterback, blame the receiver, blame the line, blame all those people.
I will.
you know, that's fine. Do. But you'll be happy. You'll say, oh, well, Jerry made the right move when they don't sign Dak Prescott to $60 million.
You know, I don't know how much I can blame some of these players, though, when we're not having the same level of ability with our teammates
when they're
that
not
the real
covering,
contenders
and
are.
There's many guys that were running Scott-ass free in that secondary in that Green Bay game.
It was embarrassing. Yeah.
It was
that's
embarrassing.
That's because you show up for NFL seasons with like two corners at an NFL level or three at most.
How about cover somebody? How about cover somebody? Bland was out there. Cover somebody. But Gilmore, cover somebody.
The Rams are like, we got to cover somebody. Tampa's like, we got to cover somebody. Yeah. Who are the best possible corners available in free agency and trades? Those are the guys we're going to get because we want to win the Super Bowl. The Cowboys are like, who's the cheapest available that could theoretically start?
Do you not like Bland? Do you like Diggs?
You got two good corners.
That's what I'm saying. They might have got another one, too, with this Carson kid that they're going to have to play.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, no, you say maybe, but at least, you know, I feel good about watching him play. It's not like they're going to have to go off the street and they're going to say, oh, Booth is going to be our guy. You know, I mean, they went to me. You watch that kid play. He's got a chance.
Jerry Jones says, I've done it all, so I have an inordinate amount of confidence that bleep, if anybody can figure out how to get this bleep done, I can figure out how to get it done. I've been there every which way from Sunday, and have I busted my ass a bunch? There's nobody living that's out cutting and shooting that can't give you a bunch of times they busted their butt. So, hell, no, there's nobody that could bleep and come in here and do all the contracts and be a GM any better than I can. Plus, I'm where the buck stops. When it bleeps up, I got to cover it. Yeah. And so there you can't give anybody enough, can't give. There's nobody that can do it, says Jerry Jones.
Fired up, dude. That's three Fs and an S in four sentences.
But yeah. He's talking about getting it done, figuring it out and getting it done. He's not even trying to take credit for what's, you know, the 12-win seasons.
Right, but he has to also look at himself in the mirror and say, hey, we haven't got it done in playoffs. That's the general manager's job right there.
Yeah.
That's his job.
Well, I don't want to bet on a guy that's been trying for three decades and hasn't got it done. I think the report card is pretty convincing that you don't know what it takes. And right now you're up there at the podium in Oxnard and Mike McCarthy's saying it like, listen, who said it was going to be easy to win 12 games 3 years in a row? Yeah. We're doing a hell of a job. Yeah. Jerry's like, I don't understand that you say the fans are apathetic. They're doing a great job.
Nobody's happy about what's going on right now.
He's talking about season tickets being sold. I think the difference between how the media and fans measure success compared to Jerry Jones has never been bigger. If, you know, he thinks he's anywhere remotely close to that, it's delusional to say
there's a lot of delusional general manager. There's a lot of guys that are football guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's like me that aren't getting it done either.
Absolutely.
He's finding a way.
And when he stands up there and insists on it, he deserves to be dunked all over right now.
Well, you know what? He's finding ways to win games and win titles or divisions. And there's guys around the league that we call football guys that ain't getting it done.
Yeah.
You know, so let's be fair about
that.
Well,
what he's done is surrounded himself with a lot of brilliant football people, a great scouting staff that allows him to be an incompetent GM and still make the playoffs.
Which is funny because one of his quotes in here is, the reason I don't let somebody else be the GM is because I don't have anybody that I will let do it to actually do it right. And they're going to have to come to me, and because I know where it is that you're going to pay for it. because he's like, I have the owner hat and goggles and general manager goggles. And for him, that gives him a huge advantage because he understands the whole picture all the time. But I don't imagine a Will McClay hears that quote and appreciates it.
I kind of feel like that, like when the early 2000s, he wasn't a very good general manager.
You have to, he doesn't know that you have to have a GOAT quarterback or you have to play games with your salary cap to win it. He doesn't know that, you know, that that's a rule.
He
doesn't know that you have to be able to stop the run and run the ball against good defenses in January. Because he keeps showing up with teams that are incapable of doing that and being like, yep, I guess our quarterback didn't play well enough.
Yeah, but he puts a lot of faith in that quarterback. He sure does. But
as a general manager, that's a misevaluation. He looks at his quarterback like he's an elite Pat Mahomes.
I think you're about to get your wish. I think you're about to get your wish on this quarterback being gone.
I would much prefer the GM to be gone than the quarterback because I think a lot of GMs could win a Super Bowl.
GM ain't going anywhere.
Oh, he made that very clear today. He ain't going anywhere.
No, he ain't going anywhere. But there are a lot of guys like me that were in this league a long time that are general managers that are doing a horse-ass job right now. Absolutely. A lot of them.
Yes. Yeah, but they're not stepping out and saying, I'm the best and nobody's doing it better and I'm the guy.
Say they're the best because they've done a horse-ass job. And if you want to believe that Jones has overall done a horse-ass job, I can't change your mind on that. Yeah. But the wins and losses, you know, that's what they measure these guys on. And championship, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, what I love
to say. I think for this organization, Broadus, and you being a season ticket holder from day one, it's a championship type of
it is. It
bar.
Absolutely
and you're
is.
Giving them, you're giving them not, confetti for divisions.
I'm not.
Where two of the
I'm
four
not,
teams
no,
suck
I'm not.
So
I'm just
bad
saying,
every year.
He's got a right to say that he's one of the better general managers because there's a lot of guys in this league that suck at it. He's done a good job because he listens to his people. He didn't listen to us in 2000s. He got better as a general manager because he's found a way to hire some talented people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. You know, watch what happens when, and God forbid he, you know, that he's no longer here with us. Watch what Stephen Jones potentially does with Will McClay. Now you might see some like kind of a general manager action here. But right now it is what it is.
All righty, good conversation and some real entertaining quotes there from Jerry Jones. Just standing on it, I would hope to see some signs of sobriety in there. I do recognize they do some things great, and that's what makes it frustrating. There's not a lot to go, but the teams that are getting it done have more of a modern visionary and more of a risk reward than a trying to manage it steady Eddie with the salary cap. And I just can't see it coming together. That's why I'm frustrated. I don't think it's possible for the foreseeable future. Okay, when we come back, it's time for a Chris Young show. We'll talk with the Rangers GM about it next here in the G-Bag Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.